For those who enter the path of self-discovery, there are two important things that are required. The first is bhakti, which means faith and devotion. The second is shakti, the divine energy of creation, which is the feminine manifestation principle. We will study these two aspects and continue with a presentation about the secret wonders of walnut and kola nut. The final article of today's session is entitled Shiva, Shakti and Jiva, in which we will look at the relationship between this divine couple and how their love can transcend the limited world of the ego and lead to Jiva, the bridge from the individual soul to eternity. Today's meditation will be the state of endless love of Shakti towards Shiva. Stay tuned together with your yogi hosts, Tiger Lily, Amaris, and Valentino.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Bhakti and Shakti. Two important aspects for tantric lovers. Shakti is the essence of bliss. It is the power of love. Bhakti, or devotion, is the impetuous force of faith. Devi Purana. For the one who enters the path of self-discovery, two important things are required. They are the basis for the journey he has begun. The first of these two things is bhakti, which means faith and devotion. This quality makes the impossible become possible. On the spiritual path, faith makes doubt disappear, while devotion helps him come closer to the final aim. By keeping his faith in divine ideals, the human being will be able to overcome any obstacle. Faith is not a substance, it is a profound feeling. Generally, people cannot say why it is that they believe something. They simply feel or do not feel it. The erotic feeling stimulates faith. Eros as a state can create the consciousness of a state without relation to time, a non-dual state. One of the Oriental affirmations states that time lives inside a troubled mind. Faith is an experience that is outside the limits of time, a stable one that can transform physical love into a supersensorial union between the God and the Goddess, the highest attributes of our being. A true erotic experience exists somewhere outside of time. The two lovers evoke their faith in the other, reaching the non-dual essence within themselves. Test your faith through self-analysis. Open up your heart so that this faith can increase and last. Be devoted to everything that you believe in, and especially to the colossal power of your sexual energy that can be awakened and elevated through sublimation. A couple united by their faith and devotion to each other can experiment their essential natures as God and Goddess. The second extremely important thing on the spiritual path is Shakti, the divine energy of creation, which is the principle of feminine manifestation, the one that penetrates and conquers all. The term has lots of meanings, but all of them refer to the energy of creation. This energy is situated first of all in the genital area of the human being. It represents the power of transformation, an extraordinary, ascendant, and liberating force that can lead to complete ecstasy. It is also the power of the orgasm, the thrill of pleasure, and sudden inner vision. Shakti exists on several levels of manifestation at the same time, from the physical to the subtle one. When Shakti is evoked during sexual union, the couple can awaken in their bodies a powerful creative energy. The recognition and adoration of Shakti opens up the path to real love. There is a well-known tantric affirmation that says, "The lover without Shakti is nothing but a corpse. Shakti concentrates herself especially in woman, and she is the one who gives her the power to give life to another being. But there is a tantric feminine side in every man, and it manifests especially as sexual energy. This natural bisexual quality, which every human being possesses, subsists from our origin till the complete transcendent union of both sexes. Trying to suppress this natural androgen in order to create a perfect male or a perfect female has led to serious psychological disturbances in the West. The Taoist as well as the Tantric teachings say that it is very important to recognize the reversed parts when practicing mystical sexual practices. This does not mean that the man has to become effeminate or that the woman has to become aggressive. It speaks about freedom of thought, of allowing the erotic game to be more spontaneous and blissful. Admire and adore equally the feminine and the masculine qualities. Try to understand the mystery of life through the subtle game of masculine and feminine principles. Everything that exists in this infinite creation is nothing but the emanation of a natural creative force. In this phenomenal world, the feminine principle, or Adi Shakti, the original Shakti, is everywhere, and this is why it has to be adored as such. The man's attitude towards a woman reflects directly his own attitude towards life. Thus, the man will always pay attention to adoring the feminine principle in his lover, in any woman, and in himself. The woman will also have to admit her goddess qualities and try to embody them as much as possible. When the man has the spontaneous vision of his lover as the embodiment of the supreme Shakti, the goddess of creation, the woman will respond with bhakti, pure faith and devotion. Thus she will become his high priestess and the initiator in the mysteries of love. And then he will reveal himself to her as the master and supreme lover. Walnut and Kola Nut. Walnut, Jugulans regia, from the family of Juglandaceae. Description: a deciduous, monoecious tree, 12 to 15 meters tall, some varieties, other varieties 17 to 20 meters tall, and rarely up to even 60 meters tall. Bark is brown or gray, smooth and fissured. Leaf scars without prominent pubescent band on upper edge. Leaves alternate, fetid, pinnate, without stipules. Leaflets ovate, lanceolate, acuminate, margin irregularly serrated, glabrescent above, pubescent and glandular beneath. Flowers developing from dormant bud of previous season's growth. Staminate flowers in axillary. Pendulous amens, 5 to 15 centimeters long, developing 1 to 4 million pollen grains each. Flowers in axils of scales with two bracteoles. Perianth segments, 1 to 4, stamens, 3 to 40. Pistillate flowers in clusters of 3 to 9, developing as many nuts. In selected varieties, not only terminal bud produces fruit, but all lateral buds of previous year's growth also produce fruit. Perianth, four-lobed. Fruit 3.5 to 5 centimeters in diameter, globose or slightly ridged, not splitting. It grows in hill areas and is cultivated in gardens, orchards, and vineyards. Used parts: the fruits, the skin of immature fruits, and the fruits as such. Main constituents: per 100 grams, the seed is reported to contain 647 to 657 calories, water, protein, fat, total carbohydrate, fiber, ash calcium, potassium, iron, sodium carotene equivalent, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, and ascorbic acid. About 42% of the total phosphorus is in phytic acid. Lecithin is also present. The immature fruit is one of the richest sources of ascorbic acid. The leaves, also rich in ascorbic acid, almost 1% of the weight, are rich in carotene. Juglone is the active compound in the leaves. Also, quercetin, cyanidin, camphorol, caffeic acid, and traces of P. cumaric acid, piperine, quercitrin, camphorol 3-arabinoside, quercetin 3-arabinoside. The seed oil contains palmitic, stearic, oleic, linoleic, and linolenic acids. Actions are as a stimulant and tonic. Uses. The nuts are used in the regular diet. They have a vitalizing, stimulating effect and are recommended in impotence pollutions, 100 grams per day for 2 weeks. The oil, 20 to 40 grams a day in the diet. Green nut tonic. Cut 20 green nuts into quarters. Insert in a bottle together with 1 liter of ethylic alcohol so that the level of alcohol is 2 to 3 fingers above them. Close the bottle and keep in a warm place for 2 to 4 weeks. Filter the liquid and place in small, dark bottles. Consume 1 teaspoon daily according to your needs. You may also add 2 to 3 cloves, cinnamon, vanilla, orange peel, and 500 grams of hydromel. Kola nut. Kola nitida or Kola acuminata. In Africa, the kola nut enjoys the same appreciation as does ginseng in Asia. Traditional African medicine considers the kola fruit, rich in caffeine, as a necessary stimulant in cases of disease, tiredness, and somnolence, as well as a reputed male aphrodisiac, and in increasing the fertility of women. In Islamic countries, kola helps the reconciliation of broken marriages. The medicinal merchants market this herb either in its entirety, the dried herb as a whole, or dried and ground. Kola is an excellent cerebral and muscular tonic. From the seeds, the indigenous peoples prepare refreshing drinks or eat them as such. For the aphrodisiacal effect, they eat the fresh nuts. Description: this tree grows about 40 feet high, has yellow flowers spotted with purple, the leaves 6 to 8 inches long, pointed at both ends. The seeds are used extensively as a spice by the natives of western and central tropical Africa, also by the Negroes of the West Indies and Brazil, who introduced the trees to these countries. In western Africa, these trees are usually found growing near the coast, and a big trade is carried with the nuts by the natives of inner Africa, kola being eaten as far away as Fez and Tripoli. A small piece is chewed before each meal to promote digestion. It is also thought to improve the flavor of anything eaten after it, and even to render putrid water palatable. The powder is also applied to cuts. Constituents. The different varieties of nuts give a greater or lesser percentage of caffeine, which is only found in the fresh state of the nut. The seeds are said to contain a glucoside, cholinin, but this substance appears to be a mixture of kola red and caffeine. The seeds also contain starch, fatty matter, sugar, and a lipolytic enzyme acting on various oils. Medicinal action and uses. The properties of kola are the same as those of caffeine, modified only by the astringents present. Fresh kola nuts have a stimulant action, apart from the caffeine content, but as they appear in European commerce, their action is indistinguishable from that of other caffeine drugs, and the kola red is inert. Kola is also a valuable nervine, heart tonic, and a good general tonic and aphrodisiac. Use ground seeds 4 to 8 grams a day. As a tincture, 5 to 10 grams a day. Fluid extract, 1 to 10 grams a day. Elixir, 4 teaspoons per day. And cola wine, 1 glass twice a day.
This is Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I am your host, Valentino. Shiva, Shakti, and Jiva. Shiva's games of love transform the entire universe. The love between Shiva and Shakti makes the world move up and down. Shiva can see how his beloved devotees become yogis when they practice Hatha Yoga, as well as fascinating and seductive lovers when they feel the ardent desire to make love with Shakti. From Shiva Purana. In our article, Bhakti and Shakti, Two Important Aspects for Tantric Lovers, we have discussed the relationship between faith, devotion, and creative energy. We have introduced the concept of androgyn, which means the coexistence of masculinity and femininity within each of us. But every discussion about Shakti, the feminine principle in Tantrism, leads us to its counterpart Shiva, the masculine principle in creation. We will talk about Shiva from a transcendent perspective, but for now we will briefly analyze the relationship between Shiva and Shakti so that the reader will be able to recognize more easily the masculine principle within him or herself. The Hindu terminology might seem extremely hard to understand at first, but with patience it will prove to be very useful. Shiva signifies the universal masculine principle that may be found inside a man as well as inside a woman. Ancient texts named him the Great God or the Divine Immortal Principle. Shiva's symbol is the phallus. The lingam represents the Great Spirit, the universal spirits, in effervescence. The stimulus is Shakti, the creative energy that rotates around the cosmic erection of Shiva as an ocean of infinite variety, a true sea of sensations. In antiquity, the Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans, as well as other people from the BC era, worshipped the phallus as the symbol of the masculine principle. Shiva represents the yogic archetype, the absolute master of any being on the path of spiritual evolution. The Shiva principle is directly linked to the eternal spirit. In ancient mythology, Shiva was presented as the one who defeated death. The whole universe is created from the union of two immutable principles that represent the masculine and feminine principles. In Oriental iconography, Shiva is represented either as a lingam, or phallus, or as a lingam with a certain face, or as a column, or as a yogi sitting or standing with an erect lingam, or as an anthropomorphic representation with many arms. Tantric works say that there is a lingam in each yoni. Anatomically speaking, this idea makes reference to the clitoris. When it is excited, it is erect and reminds us of the inherent bisexuality of every woman. Understanding Shiva's transcendence allows one to perceive subtle worlds. During tantric erotic games, try to identify with Shiva's extraordinary mental energy. This will give you a transcendent experience, which is a lot further than the limited world we live in. Shiva has an understanding of the depths of space, penetrating into the infinite universe beyond all known or unknown things or events. A Hindu tantric text, Shiva Samhita, says that those who can experience Shiva's principles are heroes, enterprising, free from sorrow and blind emotions, capable, perseverant, talented, happy, and with a determined and disciplined mind. Transcendence can't be known or perceived from a worldly point of view, because, by definition, it goes beyond any limits of the known universe. Now, allow me to introduce you to another important concept, Jiva, which means the individual soul. It is compared to a solitary ray of the great sun Brahma, the creator. Shiva Samhita briefly presents the nature and function of Jiva. It says, Jiva lives in the man's body and in the woman's body as well. It is covered in all kinds of desires. There is a strong and tight relationship between him and the body through karma, which was accumulated in past lives. Every being enjoys and suffers according to their past actions. A jiva who has done many good and virtuous deeds will enjoy a happy life and wonderful conditions in this world. But a jiva who, on the contrary, has done many bad deeds will never find his peace. No matter what the nature of his desire, positive or negative, he will always cling to the jiva and follow him at all times during his countless reincarnations. The concepts of Shiva and Jiva, meaning the supreme masculine principle and the individual soul, are very important in understanding the universe, especially while on the tantric path of love. If you can identify yourself with Shiva the transcendent, you will have a profound inner vision over the wonderful play between man and woman. Furthermore, if you are able to transfigure your lover as the embodiment of the transcendent, beyond all known limits of this world, then you will be able to fully enjoy the experience of transcendence. If you practically worship your lover with love and devotion, Shakti's creative energy will awaken Shiva inside you. Thus, having Shakti as a counterpart, Shiva's force, or in other words, the pure consciousness, will rise strongly inside you. By an intimate union between Shiva and Shakti in complete ecstatic pleasure, Jiva, or the individual soul, becomes free from the slavery of his past existences. Therefore, the couple will soon be able to reach final freedom, or spiritual liberation. There is a bridge between time and eternity. This bridge is Jiva, the individual soul itself. From Chandogya Upanishad.
Let us perform a meditation on the state of Shakti's endless love towards Shiva. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect, on the state of Shakti's endless love towards Shiva. Let us begin.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed the show today. Until next time, farewell.